今天晚上的我们的主题是朋友。
The next topic is friend.
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 今晚是撒母耳记上第十八章第一节到第四节。
Today's scripture is First Samuel chapter 18, verse 1 to 4.
那么今天晚上我们要明白这个圣经讲的朋友的定义。
We need to understand the definitions of friend in the Bible.
那么一定会得胜了。
And we will be victorious.
无论怎么样，我们都你也知道，我也知道，哦，我们的上帝创造了这世上。
You know and I know that God created the world.
但是我们的上帝创造这个世上的时候呢，这个世上呢，充满混沌、空虚和黑暗。
But when God created the world was filled with emptiness and darkness.
所以呢，在我们的人生里面的这个你们看到自己。人生里面的混沌、空虚、黑暗的时候，不要以为很奇怪的。
And so when you see your life is filled with emptiness and darkness and formlessness, don't find it strange.
或者是不要觉得很痛苦。
Or do you find it as a suffering?
原来我们的上帝创造这世上的时候，这个很充满混沌、空虚。
And when God created the world, it is filled with emptiness, formlessness, and darkness.
所以呢，在我们的人生里面有这个混沌、空虚、黑暗是从某一个角度来看的话，非常这个正常的事情了。
So in our life, where there is formlessness, darkness, and emptiness, from a certain perspective, this is common.
一定要明白这就是上帝创造的原理。
We do have to understand that this is the principle of God's creation.
一定要明白这就是我们的上帝所这个做工的方式。
And this is the way how God would work.
所以呢，这个诗篇第三十四篇第三十九十九节怎么说呢
？That's why in Psalms 34 verse 19 says.
在那边告诉我们说，一人多有苦难，
It
但耶和华救他脱离这一切。
There is many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all.
意思说，我们信主过后呢，一定有很多很多的苦难的意思。
That means to say that after being a believer, there's going to be a lot of afflictions.
但是呢，任何苦难、任何混沌、任何黑暗，无法胜过你。
But none of those afflictions, this kind of emptiness or formlessness, can overcome us.
为什么无法胜过你呢
？Why can't you overcome us？
因为我们的上帝对。每一个混沌黑暗那边有很特别的计划的。
Because God has a special plan and purpose over that emptiness and formlessness.
那么意思说，在我们人生里面发生的所有的痛苦所有的问题都在上帝的统治下的意思。
That we mean to say that in our life, all the sufferings and all the tribulations are under the hands of God.
我们再来整理一下在我们里面。在我们的人生里面有很多很多的痛苦，很多很多的问题。
Now in our life, there's a lot of afflictions, a lot of problems.
这是正常的了。
This is common.
这是上帝创造的原理了。
This is the original principle.
这就是我们的上帝所做工的一个方法了。
This is the way how God would work.
但是这一切的都在上帝的统治下了。
But all of this is under the sovereignty of God.
那么意思说，我们的上帝对每一个问题、每一个痛苦那边有目的的意思。
That means to say that in every affliction and problem, God has a purpose for it.
真的是这样吗？我们看这个创世纪的一章第二节。
Let's see Genesis chapter 1 verse 2.
上帝创造了天和地。
So God created the heavens and the earth.
上帝所创造的这个世上是乱七八糟。
The earth that God has created is in chaos.
但是呢，上帝的灵运行在这。水面上
But the spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water.
这里的水面是那个混沌黑暗空虚这些的问题了。
And so this water refers to the formlessness, emptiness, and darkness.
意思说，虽然在我们的人生里面会发生很多很多的问题，但是我们的生命呢都。统治这一切的意思。
Although there are problems in our life, but our Holy Spirit is the one that can govern over all of this.
所以明白吗？这个诗篇第三十四篇这个十九节的意思。
Understand the meaning here in Psalms 34 verse 19.
那么上帝为什么这个让很多的苦难来发生在我们的人生里面呢
？Then why is it so that God allowed all this affliction that took place？
为的是让我们变成上帝那样的人。
So that we can become just like God。
上帝是完美的。
God is perfect。
我们的上帝也愿意 让我们来变成完美的.
God is willing for us to become perfect as well.
但是让我们变成完美的，用什么方法来这样做呢？
How is He going to make us perfect then?
就是圣经告诉我们说，我们的上帝呢，透过各样各色的苦难来让我们变成上帝那样的人。
The Bible says that He used different kind of affliction to cause us to become perfect.
这就是雅各书第一章第1节到第4节。
This is in James chapter 1 verse 1 to 4.
在那边说，你们面对患难的话。
And therefore, it says that if you're facing with oppressions, rejoice greatly. And persevere.
甘心乐意来享受这个患难咯.
Be willing to receive these tribulations.
因为这些的患难让你能够变成上帝那样的人.
Because this tribulation will allow you to become just like God.
当然用我们的头脑来想的话很难理解.
It's difficult for us to grasp with our minds.
现在有人骂我了.
Somebody scold me.
这个怎么行了呢?
How can you rejoice in that situation?
现在有人批评我了?
Somebody criticized me.
怎么行了呢?
How can you rejoice in that situation?
现在有人根本没有认定我了?
Or somebody don't recognize me.
怎么行了呢?
How can I rejoice in that?
或者是现在有人逼迫我了?
Somebody persecute me.
或者是谋害我了?
Or to frame me.
我们在这边生活的时候会面对很多的这个 混乱、空虚、黑暗。
Now in life, we're faced with different kind of emptiness and formlessness and darkness.
但是圣经告诉我们说，上帝批准了这些的问题。
But the Bible says that God permitted all of this.
为的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of it?
让你变成完美的。
So to cause you to become perfect.
这就是雅各书第1章第1节到第4节的内容。
That's in containing James chapter 1 verse 1 to 4.
虽然我们的这个圣经这样告诉我们，但是呢。 那么多的人因着这个自己人生里面的混沌或者是空虚或者是黑暗来被破坏或者是垮下来。
Although the Bible says that, but a lot of people because of this emptiness and formlessness, they collapse over this kind of situation.
今天我们一定要明白。 这就是我们上帝创造的原理。
We do have to understand that this is the principle of God's creation.
这就是我们的上帝所做工的方式。
This is the way how God would work.
所以呢，人呢不懂上帝创造的原理，或者是上帝所做工的方式，不懂这些的，或者是不明白，或者是不信的缘故，这个才能失败。
And so because man doesn't know, doesn't understand and believe the way how God word and the principle of creation, that's why they fail in their life.
你告诉你旁边的真的醒过来。
Tell the person beside you that really wake up.
千万不要受欺骗。
And do not be deceived.
这个世上一直告诉我们说，不够才干，不够努力，不够聪明，所以呢，你失败了。
This book is telling us because of lack of capability, because of lack of this diligence, that's why we failed.
或者是现在我们的情况，我们的环境是很恶劣，这个不景气，因着这些的缘故，我们失败了。
Well, the situation they were in is too severe, or that because of the crisis, that's why we failed.
不是的了。
That isn't the case.
比如说今天为什么在这边发生这个贫穷呢？
For example, why did poverty happen?
今天为什么在这边发生疫情呢?
Why is there a pandemic that takes place?
为什么在这边发生饥荒呢?
Why is there famine?
为什么在这边发生这个重战呢?
Why is there a war that takes place?
为什么这个人家逼迫我呢?
Why do people persecute me now?
我们因着这些的问题来会 失败，对不对?
Because of all this, we will fail, right?
不是的，圣经怎么说呢?
What did the Bible say?
因为你不懂上帝创造的原理。
The Bible said that you don't know the way, the principle of God's creation.
你根本不懂上帝所做工的方式。
You don't know the way how God would work.
知道也是根本不信。
Now, even so, we know we don't believe in it.
我们一起来看一下何西阿书。
Let's see Hosea.
第4章。
Chapter 4.
第6节到第7节。
6 to 7.
不要以为我知道。
Don't think that you know.
牧师现在牧师讲的时候，很多就听过了。
You know, many times pastors have said this.
这个不重要的了。
This is not important.
我相信你可能很多就听过了。
Perhaps you heard this a lot of times.
但是 把这个神的话真的是用在你的生活里面吗？
But you got to put this word in your life.
真的透过有些的苦难来。 查看自己吗?
To some of this kind of suffering, did you apply it in your life?
然后透过有些的苦难来明白上帝的旨意吗?
And through this suffering, to understand the will of God.
还做不到的话，你不要说听过了。
Now, if you cannot do it, then don't say that you have heard it before.
真的，人的失败是从哪里来呢?
Where's the failure of man?
人的灭亡是从哪里来呢?
What is the destruction of man?
我们一起来念一下，请这个何西阿书第4章第。 6-7.
And so the people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge of God's principle of creation as well as the way how He works. And here it means to say that I don't want to give you kingship any longer. He says, reject you from being priest.
你做祭司的时候才能进来至圣所。
When you are a priest, you are allowed into the inner sanctuary.
那么意思说你根本不懂创造的原理。
Like you don't know the principle of creation.
你根本不懂上帝做工的方式。
And you don't know the way of how God will work.
因着这个缘故。 我告诉你说我从来不认识你啊,
and because of that, I will tell you I never knew you.
我跟你没有什么关系,
that I have no relationship with you.
你不要以为, 我是你的朋友,
I don't think that I'm your friend.
我也绝对不会, 认定你是我的朋友。
I will never acknowledge you as my friend of that.
你既忘了你, 你神的律法, 我也必忘记你的儿女。
Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children.
我们这样犯了罪的话，问题在哪里呢？
Now, as we sin in such a way, what is the problem?
不只是害自己，也害我们的后代了。
Not just harm ourselves, but as well as our descendants.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
祭司越发增多，就越发得罪我，我必使他们的荣耀变为羞辱。
Verse 7. The more they increase, the more they sin against me, I will change their glory into shame.
你看。 看起来是怎么样呢？很认真地敬拜我们的上帝。
They seem like they're diligently worshiping our God.
看起来很认识我们的上帝。
And then they know God very well.
但是信主那么久也仍然怎么样呢？ 不明白我们的上帝，也不信上帝做工的方法。
Being a believer for very long, but they don't know our God and don't know the way how God actually works.
结果呢，我里面充满绝望，充满愤怒，充满讨厌，充满不高兴。
And therefore, it's filled with, you know, despair, hatred, and unhappiness inside.
结果呢，有什么事情的话，都是因为是他，因为是你，因为是这个环境，我们把这个责任都推给。
So if something really happened, you'll push the blame to somebody or even to some events, pushing the blame to the others instead of themselves. As we live this way, you will only bring forth shame.
所以呢，今天我们一定要明白这个上帝的这个创造的原理，或者是上帝所做工的方式。
And so today we need to understand the principle of God's creations and the way how He works.
上帝为什么给予我们 混沌、空虚或者是黑暗的势力呢？
Why did God give us this kind of formlessness, emptiness, and darkness?
为的是在这样的混沌里面，为的是让我们来靠着上帝的话来治理这地，或者是管理万物。
So that we can rely on the word of God to subdue and to rule over all things.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
我们看赫西亚书，
Let's see Hosea
第六章，
Chapter 6，
第一节，
Verse 1。
赫西亚书第六章第一节。 行，来吧，我们归向耶和华，他赦怜我们，也必医治；他打伤我们，也必搀裹。
Come and let us return to the Lord, for He has torn, but He will heal us. He has stricken, but He will bind us up.
你看上帝创造的原理怎么样呢？
What is the principle of God's creation?
你看这个上帝所做工的方式怎么样呢？
What is the way of how He works?
先打你啊！
First, to hit you up first.
先打伤你啊！
Hit you.
然后医治你。
And then He'll heal you.
不是吗？
Is it not?
然后这个是缠裹。
And then after He'll bind you up.
所以在我们的人生里面有苦难事。
So in our life, the suffering is very common.
这就是我们的上帝，这个什么，这个做工的方式了。
This is the way how God would work.
目的在哪里呢？
What is the purpose then?
目的在，让你变成完美的。
So to make you perfect.
目的。 让你变成上帝那样的人。
To make you just like God.
当然，我也刚刚说了，这个用我们的头脑来很难理解。
Now I said it's difficult for us our mind to understand.
所以今天你听到骂话吗
？So today you heard somebody scolding
you. 有人让你不高兴吗
？Somebody caused you to be unhappy.
那么透过那个事情来要明白你的水准。
To that event to understand your own standard.
无论碰到什么事情，感谢赞美喜乐才对。
No matter what happens, you give thanks and to rejoice.
因为这就是我们的上帝。
And that is our God.
就是我们的上帝。
Because that is our God.
你，我们的上帝不断的让你变成上帝那样的人。
God continuously wants us to become just like Him.
用这个铁腿来打你的头也怎么样呢？哈哈，嘻嘻，感谢赞美才对。
So even if you use an iron hammer to hit you, you should continue to give thanks and rejoice.
你还没变成那个水准。
If you're not at that level,
虽然我们的上帝呢不断的刺激你啊。
So God will continuously, you know, provoke you.
当然我们不容易成长到这个水准。
It's not easy for us to grow to that level.
但是无论怎么样，我们的上帝最后的目标是什么？让你变成逆中人。
But the ultimate purpose is so that God will make you to become that person.
所以我们上帝所做工的方法是怎么样呢？先打你。
So the way how God works is to hit you first.
打到哪？什么时候结束呢
？To what stage have been beaten up?
被打也是不会生气的时候。
Even when you are beaten and you're not angry.
被打的时候不被打也不会埋怨的时候。
Even when you are beaten, you never grumble.
才听着。
And he will stop it.
明白吗？现在赫西亚书第六章第一节的意思。
Understand Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
也看第三节。
And verse 3.
第三节，请我们务要认识耶和华一定要知道我们上帝创造的原理。
And we need to know the Lord, understand the principle.
一定要知道我们上帝做工的方式。
We must know the way how God works.
那么怎么知道呢？竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨和这个秋雨。
And verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth.
因为原文里面是春雨和秋雨了，但是华文呢只是翻译出来这个春雨而已啊。
So it should have latter and a former rain, but the Chinese is lacking of one.
意思说我们的上帝照着适当的时间来带领你的意思了。
So God will according to his time to lead you.
这就是春雨和秋雨的意思了。
This is the meaning of latter and former rain.
因为秋雨和春雨的功能完全不一样。
Latter rain and former rain has different functions.
秋雨是需要发芽的时候，发芽的时候需要的。
And so former rain is needed when you need to bud.
秋雨是收割的时候。需要的。
Formal rain.
所以呢，我们的上帝呢，每一次有不同的方式，很适当的方式来带领你的意思。
And so God has different kind of way with His own very appropriate way to lead you.
所以今天有人逼迫你，那是非常适当的一个方法。
If somebody afflicts you today, that is the most appropriate way and solution.
无论怎么样，你知道这是上帝创造的原理，上帝做工的方式的话，怎么样呢？大能荣耀临到你的身上了。
And so, if you know the principle of God's creations and the way how God worked, then this glory will come upon you.
结果呢，让你的事情来发芽，让你的事情来怎么样呢？这个结果子了。
To cause the events to bud and as well as cause the events to harvest in the fruit.
所以，我们一定要明白上帝这个创造的原理。
We need to understand the principle of God's creations.
那么上帝为什么创造我们
？So why did God create us？
为的是与我们同在同行，对不对
？He created us to walk together with us, right？
我们的上帝与我们同在同行是什么意思
？What does it mean that He walk with us？
是什么意思呢
？What does it mean then？
我们照着他的话来生活的时候，我们的上帝呢才能与我们同在同行。
Now as we live by His word, that's how He will walk with us.
因着这个缘故，我们的上帝呢透过苦难来。让你不断的学习这个神的话。
And because of that, God through this affliction to continuously allowed us to learn His words.
因为我们的上帝很愿意跟你在一起。
Because God is willing to be with you.
我刚刚说了，什么时候我们的上帝能够跟你在一起呢
？When will God walk with you?
你听神的话，照着神的话来生活的时候，我们的上帝呢，才能与你同在同行。
When you listen to the word of God and live by the word of God, that's how He will walk with you.
为什么我们照着神的话来生活是那么重要的呢？
Why is it important for us to live by His words?
约翰福音第一章第一节到第三节怎么说呢？
What is it written in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3?
神的话就是上帝了。
The word of God is God Himself.
神的话就是上帝的荣耀了。
The word of God is the glory of God.
神的话就是
The word of God is the authority of God. The word of God is the power of God. The word of God is the life.
因着这个缘故了,
and because of that reason,
我们再整理一下, 上帝, 创造你的目的在哪里?
And what is the purpose of God creating you?
跟你在一起,
is to be with you.
什么时候跟你在, 能够跟你在一起呢?
When will He be with you?
你照着神的话来生活的时候才能跟你在一起。
And when you live according to the word of God, that's how He be with you.
那么意思说, 你照着神的话来生活的时候, 上帝本身才能进来你里面。
That means to say that when you live according to the word of God, that's how God will come inside of
你照着神的话来生活的时候, 上帝 的权柄，上帝的能力，上帝的荣耀，上帝的生命才能进来你里面。
Now when you live according to the word of God, that's how the glory, the power, and authority of God will come inside of our life.
这就是约翰福音第一章第一节到第这个三节的内容。
That's in John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3.
还有为什么我们这个照着神的话来生活是那么重要的呢?
Why is it important for us to live by the word of God?
你没有照着神的话来生活的话，我刚刚说了，我们的上帝无法跟你在一起。
Now I said this, if you never live by the word of God, God cannot be with you.
我们的上帝是圣洁的。
Our God is a holy God.
圣洁本身是一个能力咯。
Holiness itself is a power.
圣洁本身是一个权柄咯。
Holiness itself is an authority.
你照着神的话来生活的时候，你才能变成圣洁的缘故了。
And so as you live by the word of God, that's how you become holy.
真的是这样吗？
Is that true?
我们看这个以西结第36章。
Ezekiel 36.
25节到第28节。
25 to 28.
你拥有了上帝的话咯。
Now if you have the word of God.
这就是第25节的意思了。
That's 25.
那么结果呢?
And then what happened?
你里面有上帝了。
And you will have God inside of you.
你里面有上帝的能力了。
And you will have the power of God inside of you.
你里面有上帝的灵了。
You will have the spirit of God.
你里面有上帝的权柄了。
And the authority of God.
你里面有这个 这个上帝本身了。
And God himself.
很简单来说，三位一体的神
In simple words, the Trinity God is dwelling inside of you.
没有其他的方法。
There's no other ways.
你拥有神的话，照着神的话来生活的时候，才能变成干净的。结果呢，三位一体的神能够进来你里面。
Now, if you live according to the word of God, that's how you become clean, and that's how the Trinity God will come inside of you.
这就是以西结第36章第25节到第28节的内容。
This is in a content in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25 to 28.
现在你里面 有上帝的话咯,
so there is a word of God inside of you.
结果呢，三位一体的神进来你里面了,
and the Trinity God is inside of you as well.
那么结果呢?
What will happen then?
有这样的事情的话，会发生什么事情呢?
Because of that, what would take place?
会发生什么事情?
What would take place then?
我们看第32节到第36节。
32 to 36。以西结第36章第32节到第36节，请主耶和华说：“你们要知道。”
我这样行不是为你们以色列家，当为自己的行为，包括蒙羞。哦，真的不要靠着你自己的想法看法来生活。
So we definitely cannot live by our own thinkings and opinions.
这样的话，你一定会蒙羞咯。
Because we will be ashamed and confounded.
所以在苦难里面，你仍然抓住上帝的话来生活了。
So in affliction, continue to hold on to the word of God.
因为上帝的目的是 让你学到靠着神的话才能变成完美的嘛。
Because God wants us to learn that hold on to the word of God, that's how we become perfect.
你用你的想法看法来生活的话，呱呱叫的话，埋怨，这个不高兴这样的话怎么样呢？你蒙羞了呀。
So if we live our own ways and opinions, I mean grumble and complain, we will be shamed instead.
但是你彻底的接受神的话了。
But if you accept the word of God,
那么会发生什么事情呢?
What will happen to you then?
我刚刚说了三位一体的神住在你里面。
There is it that the Trinity God would dwell inside of you.
那么结果呢?
And then,
请主耶和华如此说, 我接近你们，使你们脱离一切罪孽的日子，必使诚意有人居住。 荒场在被建造，第34节，过路的人虽然看为荒废之地，现今这荒废之地能得耕种，耕种，他们必说，这先前为荒废之地，现在成如伊甸园，天国了，这荒废凄凉。 毁坏的诚意，现在坚固有人居住。第36节，那时在你们视为其余的外邦人必知道，我耶和华嗅着那毁坏之处，那荒废之地，我耶和华说过，也必成就。
Verse 33, thus says the Lord God, on that day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. The desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. So they will say, this land will be desolate, has become like the garden of Eden, which is the heaven. And the waste are desolate, and the ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. Then the nations which are left all around you shall know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined place and planted what was desolate. And I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it.
你看这特别，我们看这个36节。
Let's look at verse 36.
我们的上帝把你放在哪里呢？
Where did God place you?
把你放在那荒废之地。
He says God placed you at a desolate place.
你慢慢看到啊，在我们的人生里面有很多很多的事情，这个是很正常的了。
In our life, that's a lot of things. It is very common.
这个是上帝。
This is the way how God would work.
目的在哪里呢?
What is the purpose for that?
让你靠着神的话来生活，结果呢，让你做见证。
And so that you will live according to the word of God and testify for Him.
还有你靠着神的话来生活的时候，才能变成干净。
Now, if you live by the word of God, that's how you become clean as well.
还有你靠着神的话来生活的时候，才能治理这地，才能管理万物。
As you live by the word of God, that's how you subdue and to rule over the land.
所以呢，人失败的唯一的原因是什么？
The only reason why man will fail is
不是环境的问题。
It's not because of environment.
不是环境的问题。
Definitely not the environment.
所以呢，很危险的一句话是什么呢？
So what is a very scary statement?
不管我。
It's not me.
如果他说神的话的话，听了。
If the person speaks the word of God, listen.
你绝对不要说，原来我的性格是这样。
Don't say that your personality is like this.
我从小到今天呢，我最讨厌人家干涉我。
When I'm young until now, I don't like people interfering in my life.
不是的，为什么这个有人干涉你呢？
Why did somebody interfere your life?
因为让你知道你的水准。
It's so to let you know your standards.
等一下看，圣经讲的朋友的定义是怎么样的。
Later we'll see the definitions of a friend.
先弄清楚这些的了。
Speak with all of this content first.
我们透过历史上的人物来看看一下。
Let's see in the base of this.
就是大卫这个人了。
Just David.
大卫这个人的人生呢，充满混沌、空虚、黑暗。
David's life is filled with emptiness, darkness, and formlessness.
所以呢，大卫这个人呢，在撒母耳记上第20章第3节里面说：“我离死不过一步。”
And 1 Samuel chapter 20 says, David himself said that I am not far away from death.
意思说天天他不知道我什么时候会死。
That he don't know when will he die.
我知道你有很多的苦难。
That I know that you have a lot of suffering.
但是起码你所面对的苦难是你自己也不晓得等一下会死或者是现在会死或者是到了明天早上有一个人过来杀我你。 天天面对死亡吗?
No, are you facing an affliction whereby you'll die the next minute or right now or even like tomorrow? Will you face death because somebody want to kill you?
但是大卫的生活呢?
But for David's life,
他说我离死不过一步。
He say that a step between me and death.
意思说他天天面对死亡来生活的意思了。
Every single day he's facing death.
真的一天一天没有人保障会 没有人保障会不会活下去。
Nobody can assure us whether we will live every day.
那么换立场,
change the perspective.
如果你的人生是这样的话，怎么样呢？
If your life is like this, what will you feel?
你已经只有剩下骨头了。
You're left with bones.
不是偶尔想到会不会死。
It's not often you would think whether will you die.
一起来怎么样呢？我能不能活下去？
You wake up in the morning, you think about, will I leave? You wake up in the morning, you think that today can I leave? Or that today I may die. No, this is the life of David. That every single day he is facing death. Because King Saul mobilized all his army every single day to try to pursue him to kill him.
那么你们知道这个以色列呢？很小小的地方了。
Now we all know that Israel is a small nation.
以色列是从北到南是500公里而已啊。
And so for Israel from north to south is about 500 kilometers.
500公里也是当时是不是全部这个以色列人的国土。
And so 500 kilometers, but not all belongs to Israel.
明白吗？
Do we understand?
从耶路撒冷到这个死海那边是几公里呢?
Jerusalem to the Dead Sea, how far is it away?
差不多50公里而已啊。
Probably about 50 kilometers.
或者是30公里而已啊。
Or about 30 kilometers.
你自己想想看，现在政府的层面来动员所有的军队来天天寻找你啊。
In the level of government, every single day they mobilize army to try to pursue you.
啊，你可以躲起来。
Now perhaps you can hide yourself.
问题是吃呢?
But what about eating?
喝呢?
Drinking?
只有你一个人吗?
And what about, is it you alone?
现在400个人跟踪你啊。
Now 400 people are following you.
那么多的人。 容易躲起来吗?
So many people, can they hide themselves?
那么多的人喝什么?
What are you going to drink?
吃什么?
What are you going to eat?
容易吗?
Is it easy?
不容易的，对不对?
It's definitely not easy.
真的他的生活是那么痛苦?
Now his life is filled with this kind of suffering.
但是我们看他的生活的时候发现到他天天那么平安。
When we look at his life, every day is filled with peace.
他天天唱歌。
Every day he would sing songs.
然后他说 以后为什么他能够这样做到呢?
Why can he do so?
他说以后是我的牧者。
Because he said that the Lord is my shepherd.
不是秋风姐妹是我的牧者。
It is not Sister Teresa as my shepherd.
创造出宇宙万物的那么厉害的那个神, 他就是我的牧者。
The most powerful creator God, he is my shepherd.
耶和华是什么意思?
What does it mean by the Lord God?
与你同在同行的上帝的意思。
It's God that walked together with you.
耶和华是什么意思?
What does it mean by the Lord God?
住在你的生活里面的意思。
His God dwells in your life.
住在我生活里面的那个全能的上帝。
That Almighty God.
与我同在同行的那个上帝是全能的。 他是我的牧者了。
The Emmanuel God, he is my shepherd.
那么扫罗发现我
So if Saul find me
他可以杀耶和华吗?
Can he kill the Lord God?
如果要杀我的话先杀耶和华才能杀到我你知道吗?
If he wants to kill me he has to kill the Lord God before he touch me
这就是大卫的想法
That is the mind of David
他很清楚知道上帝创造的原理
Now he knows clearly the way how God creates
他很清楚知道这个上帝做工的方式
He knows clearly how God would work
给我苦难是理所当然的
Giving me suffering, this is a common
真的他明白了吗?
thing 真的他明白了吗? Did he really understand this?
我们看诗篇119篇
That's Psalms 119
第67节到第68节
67 to 68
因着苦难很感谢你
Because of suffering, I give thanks to you.
因着苦难我学到了靠着神的话来生活才对。
Because of that, then I know that relying on the word of God, that is the right way.
所以呢,苦难是好的。
And therefore, afflictions are good.
苦难让我能够变成完美的。
Afflictions allow me to become perfect.
苦难让我能够变成上帝那样的。
Afflictions allow me to become just like God.
诗篇119篇第71节到第72节嘛。
This is in Psalms 119, verse 71 to 72.
到了73节,他怎么说呢?
In 73, it says,
神啊,你,我放心地用各样各色的苦难来教训我。
God rest assured to use all kinds of affliction to torture me.
因为他知道了上帝做工的方法。
Because he knows the way how God would work.
这些的苦难只是怎么样呢? 让我变成,让我成长而已啊。
But all these afflictions are made to cause me to grow.
明白吗?
Now, do we understand this?
所以呢,你碰到苦难了,
so if you're facing with affliction,
还不高兴,
if you're unhappy,
那么以为,原来我的水准是这样,
then you can know that your standard is there.
因为你凡事感谢赞美喜乐的时候, 자유롭다성.
In all circumstances, give thanks and rejoice. That's how we become victorious.
이니 상태덕고서 평안덕고.
Because the kingdom of God is of a kingdom of peace.
상태덕고서 부서헌부안덕고.
The kingdom of God is not of chaos.
상태덕고서 감사자매신라덕고.
The kingdom of God is of thanksgiving and joy.
로마서 14장 17절.
This is in Romans chapter 14:17.
진짜 다윗의 생활은 정말.
Is it true that the life of David is like this?
종론도 장도라이 칸다와 다윗의 생활은 너무 너무 신고 때문에.
From that perspective, life of David is so hard.
아, 那么 现在 他 天天 躲起来
And every day he's hiding himself.
아, 那么要 出去的话 一定用 这个 这个 猫步来出去了
And if you want to go out he will walk like a cat.
猫是没有声音了 猫没有声音来 对不对
He will walk like a cat.
但是 然后也没有 无法住在一个家里面 对不对
And he don't have a way to stay in a proper house.
也无法住在 一个这个什么 建筑里面
There's no way that he can stay in a proper building as well.
他住在哪里呢?
Where does he stay?
他住在这个洞里面了。
He stay inside a cave.
但是我们看诗篇57篇第1节到第2节他怎么说呢?
In Psalms 57 verse 1 to 2 he says that
我住在上帝的至圣所里面。
He says that I dwell in the
现在我住在上帝的翅膀下。
That I'm dwelling below the wings of the Lord.
虽然有那么多的人要杀我。
And although there's so many people persecuting me, killing me.
努力会变成白费的
their effort will become wasted because the Lord is my shepherd
所以我必不致缺乏
and therefore I shall have no lack
然后到了第六节七节八节九节里面怎么说呢
and 6, 7, 8, 9 at verse
说在万民中称谢你
there he said I will praise you among the peoples
哦你看 为什么他能够这样做的呢?
How did he do that?
因为他知道了上帝创造的原理
Because he knows the principle of God's creation
因为他知道了上帝做工的方式
He knows the way how God created and worked
因为他知道了上帝给我苦难的目的在哪里
He knows the purpose of afflictions by God
大卫有很好的朋友
And so David has a very good friend
我们看撒母耳记上第18章
1 Samuel chapter 18
第1节
Verse 1
他有很好的朋友
David has a very good friend.
他的朋友是什么样的呢?
What kind of friend is he?
他的朋友是什么样的?
What kind of friend is he?
请大卫对扫罗说完了话，约拿单的心与大卫的心深相契合。约拿单爱大卫，如同爱自己的性命。
Now when he had finished speaking to Saul, the soul of Jonathan was knit to the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul.
真正的朋友是什么样的朋友呢?
What is a real friend?
那么之前这个世上讲的朋友是什么样的朋友呢?
Well, the worldly friend is defined.
世上讲的朋友的定义是这样的，好久跟我在一起的人，他就是我的朋友。
A worldly definition of a friend is a person that be with me for a very long time.
不是吗?
Isn't it?
你刚见面的不能说他你是我的朋友。
When we just met the person, we cannot say that he's a friend.
通常是长久的时间跟我在一起的，他才是我的朋友。
A friend that we walk with a long time, we call that as a friend.
所以呢，世上讲的朋友的定义是什么？时间来衡量。
And so the worldly definitions of a friend is measured by time.
还有世上讲的朋友是什么样的朋友？ 什么样的朋友呢?
The worldly definitions of a friend is
就是以行为为中心来看
It's centralized by the actions
意思说表面上说我喜欢你
And therefore on the outside it says that I like you
但是里面不一定
But inside it may not be the case
表面上对你很好
From the outside it may treat you very well
表面上说你是我的朋友
From the outside it may say that you are my friend
但是里面呢 也会摸刀片
But inside will continue to you know, sharpen the knife against
所以呢,
the person
背叛是从哪里, 发生的呢?
Betrayal would actually take place
根本不认识你背叛你吗?
Are the people that don't know you will betray you? It's impossible, right?
你身边的人才能背叛你啊?
It is the people around you that will betray you
你的朋友才能背叛你啊?
It is your friend that will betray you
因为这个世上讲的朋友的定义是以行为为中心来看嘛
Because the worldly definition of friend is centralized with actions and behavior
是表里不一样
And so outside and inside is not the same
还有这个世上讲的朋友的定义是什么呢
The worldly definitions of friend is
都是以自己为中心来看
They're all centralized with their own self
意思说对自己有帮助的话可以跟他
Now, if the person benefits me, then I will be that person's friend.
제고는 스승장도 벙요는 죄뒤
그는 위에로 다 알아있어. And therefore, for the worldly terms of friends, you are not willing to sacrifice your life for the person.
아니면 스승장도 저거 벙요도 띵이 쓰면 안 되나?
And what else is the definitions of a worldly friend?
매그런 또이 벙요도 띵이 뿌이야.
Now, every one of us has a different definitions of.
아, 내가 워싼스 구동핀마.
I'm considered as an antique.
나만 생자이던 니엔칭은 쇼 아 다스워도 벙요.
And now the young people say that this person is my friend.
다스워도 남벙요.
This person is my boyfriend.
다스워도 니벙요.
This person is my girlfriend.
나만 뚜이 저거 구동핀라 이장.
And for this antique like me.
다스워도 남벙요도 있었으면 아이란다 있어.
And so he is my boyfriend. Means to say that he is my lover.
다스워도 니벙요도 있었으면 다스워도 아이란다 있어.
And if she is my girlfriend, that means she is my lover.
结婚的 对象도 있어.
That means it's a person that you are pursuing marriage.
저거 구동핀다 띵이로.
Now this is the antique definition.
但是 现在 年轻人的 띵이 不是 这样的로.
But for the young people, our definition is not like this.
다스워도 남벙요도 있어 不一定是
That this person is my boyfriend, he may not be somebody that I want to marry.
아, 저서 朋友, 真的是 朋友了.
We are just friends.
所以呢, 到今天呢, 还不太明白.
Until today, I couldn't really understand.
那么上次也是有人说, 啊, 他是我的, 我的 男朋友?
And that there was once that a person told me, said, this person is my boyfriend.
아, 我认为是, 啊, 他们要结婚的.
So I thought that these two persons want to get married.
知道了, 根本没有什么关系了.
Then I understand that there was no relations between the both of them.
这是同事了.
They are just colleagues.
这是, 同一班学生而已啊.
They are just classmates.
我们这封你的时代呢?
What is the time for the reason?
男朋友女朋友的定义是不是爱人 不是要结婚的对象.
So boyfriend, girlfriends are not people that you want to marry?
你看 每一个人对朋友的定义不一样.
Now, every one of us has different definitions of what a friend is. This is the worldly definitions of a friend.
那么圣经讲的朋友呢?
What about a friend that's mentioned in the Bible?
今天, 圣经讲的朋友是什么样呢?
What is a friend definition?
这里说圣经讲的朋友是 身相契合的关系了.
And here it says, was needed the soul, the needed of the soul.
这就是圣经讲的朋友的定义.
This is definitions of friend in the Bible.
耶稣说你是我的朋友.
Jesus said that you are my friend.
是什么意思呢?
What does it mean then?
耶稣的心和你的心身相契合变 这个合为而立的意思了.
That means to say that Jesus' heart and your heart is knitted together as one.
不是合为而立的，合为一的意思了.
It means to say that his heart and your heart knitted as one.
同心合而为一的意思了，对不对？
It's united as one.
我们看看一下，身相契合。 到底是什么意思?
So what is the meaning of knit to the soul?
现在约拿丹的心和大卫的心身相契合了。
And so the soul of Jonathan was knitted to the soul of David.
那么结果呢,约拿丹很爱大卫,如同爱自己的性命。
And therefore Jonathan loved David to the point of his own life.
这就是圣经讲的朋友的 这个第一个定义了.
This is the definitions of friend mentioned in the Bible.
耶稣也很清楚告诉我们说，我愿意把你成为我的朋友。
And Jesus said,
让你成为我的朋友。
I'm willing for you to become my friend.
我愿意把你作为我的朋友。
I'm willing to make you as my friend.
我们看看一下约翰福音第十五章。
Let's see John chapter 15.
第14节到第15节。
14 to 15.
约翰福音第十五章第14节到第15节， 请你们若遵行我所吩咐的， 就是我的朋友了。
Now you're my friends if you do whatever I command you.
以后我不再称你们为仆人， 因仆人不知道主人所做的事， 称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。
Verse 15, no longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, for all things that I heard from my father, I have made known to you.
如果你听神的话了,
Now if you listen to the word of God,
如果你照着神的话来生活,
that if you live according to the word of God,
那么把你 作为我的朋友，
then he will make you as his friend.
你如果 成为耶稣基督的朋友的话，发生什么事情呢？
And when you become the friend of Jesus, what will happen?
你跟耶稣身相契合的话，发生什么事情呢？
That when your soul is knitted to the soul of Jesus, what will happen?
这里说耶稣很爱你啊。
And Jesus loves you very much.
如同爱自己的性命那样爱你。
But he loves your life just like loving his own life.
把上帝的一切通通告诉你。
God, he will tell you everything of God to you.
我们慢慢看一下这里的契合是什么意思。
What does it mean here, knit to the soul?
这里的契合。
And here, knit to.
契合的意思是被 编织的意思了，做衣服那样被编织。
That means kneading.
编织是做什么东西？做衣服那是编织，不是编织，也可以的了，编织，做衣服那样，那个就是编织嘛，被编织的意思了。
It means kneading.
很简单来说的话，都一样的了，编织也可以，编织也可以，是什么意思呢？
What does it mean then?
把我的生命给你的意思。
It means to say that to give you my life.
所以你的生命拥有我的生命的意思。
That your life have my life with it.
你的生命变成我的生命的意思。
And that your life become my life.
我的生命变成你的生命的意思。
And my life become your life.
很简单来说的话，你就是我，我就是你。
And that means you and I am you.
更清楚的来讲的话，你就是神，我就是你。
That means to say that you are God and I am you.
原来你是美美嘛。
And so you are supposed to be
但是你变成上帝咯。
But you become like God.
这就是把你作为我的朋友的意思。
That would be the meaning of making you as my friend.
原来你是什么人？
Who are you actually?
用泥土来被造的。
You are made of dust.
原来你是什么人？
What kind of person were you?
年纪大的。
Then you are old.
原来你是什么人？
What kind of person were you?
糊里糊涂的。
You blah blah, you know.
原来你是什么人？
What kind of person were you?
没有什么了不起的。
Nothing great.
但是呢，你变成上帝那样的了。
But you will become just like God.
因为我的生命给你。
Because I give you my life.
这就是被编织的意思了。
That is the meaning of needed.
或者是这就是被编织的意思了。
Thought to be needed to him.
这样这个同一个字出现在哪里呢？
Where did this word appear?
就是诗篇139篇。
It appeared in Psalms 139.
13节。
13.
我们一起来念一下诗篇139篇第13节，在那边说我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中你已覆庇我。
He says, for you form my inward parts, you cover me in my mother's womb.
这里的腹庇就是契合的意思。
And so here, covered.
同一个意思了。
Knitted.
现意思是什么呢？
So what does it mean here?
我创造你的时候。
That when I created you.
已经把上帝的一切。
That I've given all of God.
放在你里面的意思了。
Place it inside of you.
看起来你没有什么了不起。
You don't seem to be someone great.
但其实你真正的身份是什么呢？
But your original identity.
你真正的身份是上帝那样的了。
Is God.
已经了。
Already.
不是你成长的过程里面慢慢的把这个上帝的生命给你，不是的了。
It's not slowly as you go, but to give you this life, that's not the case.
妈妈怀孕你的时候，我们的上帝呢，已经把他的生命的一切通通怎么样呢，放在你里面。
So when you're conceived in the mother's womb, God will place all that He is right inside of you.
结果呢，你已经变成上帝那样的。
And that you have already become just like God.
另一句话来说的话，我住在你里面，你也住在我里面。
In other words, it means to say that I dwell inside of you and you dwell inside of me.
这就是圣经讲的朋友的定义。
That is the meaning of definitions of friend in the Bible.
现在耶稣说你是我的朋友是什么意思？
Now when Jesus said that you are my friend,
我住在你里面，你也住在我里面。
That I abide in you and you abide in me.
我的生命就是你的生命。
That my life is your life.
你的生命就是我的生命。
And your life is my life.
我们变成一件衣服了。We
are just like one piece of garment.
我们不能分开了。We
cannot be separated.
我跟你之间不能分开。You
and I cannot be separated.
有人打你就是打上帝的意思了。And
if somebody hits you, it's going to hit God.
有人看不起你，就是看不起上帝的意思了。
If somebody looks down on you, it's looking down on God.
有人 逼迫你就是逼迫上帝的
Anybody dare to persecute you, he's persecuting God.
因为我跟你是已经被变质了。
Because you and I have been knitted together.
已经变成一体了。
We have become as one.
所以这里讲到约拿单的心和这个大卫的心同心不是这个的意思。
And so we're not talking about Jonathan and David are united as one.
上帝的生命变成你的生命的意思。
But we're trying to say that God's life become your life.
不要看这个《撒母耳记上》第十八章第一节的时候，约拿单的心和大卫的心同心了，不是这个的意思。
And so here in 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 1, it means to say that both of them are united. That's not the case here.
现在我们的上帝呢，透过《撒母耳记上》第十八章第一节来告诉我们上帝和我们的关系。
And here in verse 1, God is trying to tell us the relationship that He has with us.
相信神的话了。
We need to believe in the word of God.
上帝怎么爱你呢?
How did God love you?
把他的生命给你了。
He gave us His life.
明白吗?
Do we know that?
把他的一切给你了。
He gave us His everything.
你已经变成上帝那样的了。
That you have become just like God.
你已经拥有了上帝的权柄。
That you have the authority of God.
你已经拥有了上帝的能力。
And you have the power of God.
所以上帝用他的话来创造一切的，同样的，你的思想、你的想法、你的信心，能够创造一切的。
So as God created all things with us, with your mind, your thinking, will also be able to create all things as well.
我们的上帝愿意透过苦难来。
Oh, God, through afflictions, is willing for you to learn all of this.
所以呢，你碰到苦难的时候，呱呱叫、沮丧、生气、不高兴，这样的话不行。
When you face with affliction, you start to grumble and you become unhappy. Then that's bad.
现在他不是逼迫你啊。
He is not persecuting you.
现在他逼迫我们的上帝了。
But He is persecuting our God.
因为你已经变成上帝那样的嘛。
Because you have become just like God, right?
他不是看不起你啊。
He is not looking down on you.
他看不起我们的上帝了。
He is looking down on God. You don't have to take vengeance for yourself.
No,
God will take revenge for you. You don't have to be angry. You don't have to think of ways to take revenge. Because this becomes God's business. It's none of your business. Why are you angry now? Because he looked down on me, right? Because he scolded me. It isn't the case. He's scolding God instead. Because you are God. So if you're quiet, you become God's business for you.
这就是罗马书第十二章第十七节到第十九节嘛，我忘记了，肯定是十九节的了。
Now, this is in Romans chapter 13, verse 17 to 19, perhaps.
12章，看一下，罗马书的，罗马书第十二章第十七节到第十九节。
Romans chapter 12.
请不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦，亲爱的弟兄，不要自己伸冤。 宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说，伸冤在我，我必报应。
Verse 17, repay no one evil for evil, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much it depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord.
所以今天明白吗？
So today, do we understand?
现在约拿单的心和大卫的心身相契合，这句话的意思是，上帝把你作为他的朋友。
So the soul of Jonathan was knitted to the soul of David, means to say that God has made you as his friend.
上帝的生命变成
The life of God has become your life.
你已经拥有了上帝的一切的意思。
You have everything that comes from God.
所以今天为什么我们会失败会灭亡呢?
So why is it so that we all failed and perished today?
真的不懂我们的上帝。
Because we don't know God well.
真的不信上帝为了我们所 안 받았었지.
We don't believe in the things that God has planned for us.
이스라엘은 왜 저만 멸망나?
Why did the Israelites perish?
다만 부지당으로 성진장도 저거 벽녀도 관심.
Because they don't know the relationship of this friend.
성진은 칭축하고 소문 소원 내전도 자우전선도 화라이 성호도와 뭐 이등 반이.
The word of God says that if you live according to the word of God, I will treat you as my friend.
意思说, 我把我的生命统统给你的意思了,
that means to say that I will give you all of my life.
所以你相信这点来生活,
now if you believe in that to live,
如果你相信这样的真理的话, 不要动动脑筋,
that if you believe in that truth, don't wreck your mind.
如果你相信这样的真理的话, 不要靠着自己的想法看法来处理事情,
then you don't have to rely on your own thinkings and opinions to deal with matters.
你敢真的因着这些的
Because of all this, is it true that the Israelites perished?
我们看以西结第36章,
Ezekiel 36,
17节到第19节,
17 to
19. 以西结第36章, 17节到第19节, 请, 人子啊, 以色列家住在本地的时候, 在行动周围上, 玷污, 那地, 他们的行为在我面前好像正在惊奇的妇人那样污秽第八节十八节所以我因他们在那地上流人的血又因他们以偶像玷污那地就把我的愤怒倾在他们身上
Verse 17, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own ways and deeds. To me, their ways are like the uncleanness of a woman in the customary impurity. Therefore, I poured out my fury on them for the blood they had shed on the land and for their idols with which they had defiled it.
那么第19节,因着这个缘故,以色列国家灭亡了。
Verse 19, because of all this, Israel perished.
他们的罪是什么呢?
What is the scene of this?
拜偶像的罪了。
Idolatry.
意思说用人的想法看法来生活的意思
That means to say that they live by man's thinkings and opinions
用俗世上的想法这就是地的象征
They use earthly ways means earth
用俗世上的方法来生活了
Use worldly ways to live their life
上帝的话是什么呢
So what is the word of God?
你是我的朋友
You're my friend
我已经把我的一切都给你了
I have given everything to you
所以呢碰到什么事情的话不要找什么方法
And so when you face the problem don't find any other solution
只是来到神的面前好好敬拜我们的上帝好好认识他的话然后透过他的话来看看
So come to God and worship and then know the word of God and through the word of God to see at your own level and standards.
这样做的话, 要攻击你的亚述国, 完蛋了。
Now, as we do that, then the nation that want to attack you, Assyria will be finished.
要攻击你的巴比伦, 完蛋了。
The Babylon that want to attack you will be finished.
那么这样做的时候现在你的贫穷变成这个很有钱的情况
As we do that poverty will become wealthy
这样做的时候你的笨变成聪明
And that your foolishness will become wise
我刚刚也没有说了吗 以西结第36章第32节到第36节对不对
That's in Ezekiel 36 verse 32 to 36 mentioned as well
什么时候能这个荒废之地变成很富有之地呢
When will this desolate land become a rich land
这是拥有神的话了
It's just to have the word of God.
现在神的话是什么呢?
Now what is the word of God then?
我的心和你的心真相契合了。
That my heart and your heart is knitted together.
我已经把我的一切送给你了。
That I've given you everything.
所以你已经变成上帝那样的人了。
You have become just like God.
所以不要怕。
And so don't be afraid.
不要呱呱叫。
Don't grumble.
不要觉得埋怨。
Don't, you know, complain and make noise.
为什么埋怨呢?
Why do you grumble?
因为他害我了嘛。
Because this person harmed me.
不是的了。
That isn't the case.
这些的苦难是让你知道你 在哪里还不够。
All this affliction only allowed us to know what area we are lacking in.
不是吗?
Right?
以色列人为什么灭亡?
Why did the Israelites perish?
不够政治的能力?
Because of lack of political
不够军事力?
Power?
不够军事力?
Or military power?
不够经济能力?
Or economic power?
不是的了。
That isn't the case.
他们说我们是耶和华的百姓。
They say that they are the Lord's people.
但是他天天用自己的想法看法来生活了。
But every day they live by their own thinkings and opinions.
天天用世上的想法看法来生活了。
Every day they live by the worldly ways.
圣经说结果呢弄肮脏上帝住的地方就是圣殿了。
The Bible says that they have defiled the temple of God.
全宇宙就是圣殿。
Now the whole entire universe is the temple.
这世上就是圣殿。
This world is the temple.
你就是圣殿。
And you are the temple.
所以一定要明白什么时候我们变成这个肮脏的圣殿。
We gotta know when did we actually become a defiled temple.
所以呢，今天要明白我们的上帝是什么样的。
We need to know what kind of God is our God today.
要明白他做工的一个方式。
To know how He works.
你明白我们上帝做工的方式，也相信我们上帝做工的方式来生活的话，怎么样呢？你能够治理这地，能够。
Now, if we know the way how He works and believe in the way how He works, that's how we can rule and subdue the land.
这就是希伯来书第四章第一节到第三节的内容了。
It's contained in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 to 3.
还有第二，真正的朋友是什么样的朋友呢？
What is a good friend then?
我们看第这个撒母耳记上第18章第2节到第3节。
For Samuel chapter 18, verse 2 to 3.
圣经讲的真正的朋友是爱你。
So a true friend is a person that loves you just like loving his own life.
那么第二，圣经讲的真正的朋友是什么样的关系呢？
Number two, what is the relationship of a true friend?
就是立约的关系了。
It is a covenantal relationship.
我们看第二节到第三节，请。那日扫罗留住大卫，不容他再回父家。 约拿单爱大卫如同爱自己的性命，就与他结盟。Verse
2, Saul took him that day and would not let him go home to his father's house anymore. Then Jonathan and David make a covenant because they loved him as his own soul.
现在我们的主耶稣很爱你的。Now
Jesus loves you very much right now.
很爱你的结果呢？ 跟你立约了,
that he loved you so much that he made a covenant with you.
一定要明白爱你的缘故，我们的上帝给你神的话了。
Now because God loved you, that's why he gave you his words.
爱你的缘故，我们的上帝给你上帝的应许了。
Now because he loved you, that's why he gave you promises.
所以呢，我们一定。 不要靠着自己的这个什么感受或者是情绪来生活。
So do not live by your own feelings and emotions.
我们无论怎么样，我们人生的整个基础就是立约的关系。The
foundations of our life is in the covenantal relationship.
那么立约是什么意思？
What does it mean by covenant now?
结盟就是立约同一个意思了。
So here, covenant.
为什么这个华文是结盟来翻译呢？ Covenant 直接翻译的话，立约嘛？你为什么这样翻译呢？因为 Covenant 直接翻译的话，立约嘛，不是结盟嘛？真正的朋友是这个立约的关系的。So
a true friend is of a covenantal relationship.
这个立约是什么意思
？So what does it mean by covenant?
劈开的意思。
It means to open up.
切断的意思。
To cut up.
很恐怖咯。
It's terrifying.
意思是什么呢？
So what does it mean here?
我们跟圣经讲的朋友的关系是什么样的关系？
So what does it mean this? What does it mean by friend?
第一个是把上帝的一切已经变成你的了，对不对？
To make everything of God to become yours.
那么第二，圣经讲的朋友的关系呢？
The second relationship of friend to
立约的关系咯。
It's a covenantal relationship.
意思说，你不听神的话的话，我们的上帝呢？ 劈开你啊！
Now, if you don't listen to the word of God, God will tear you apart.
如果你不听神的话的话，我们的上帝呢，切砍你而已。
Dad, if you don't listen to the word of God, God will cut you up as well.
这就是圣经讲的结盟立约的意思。That
is the meaning of covenantal relationship.
真的是这样吗？
No, is that true?
我们看这个耶利米书第34章。
Let's see Jeremiah chapter 34.
17节到22节。
17 to 22。以色列人用自己的想法看法来生活了。So the Israelites live by their own thinkings and opinions.
那么发生什么事情的时候呢？用世上的想法看法来处理事情了。
So things happen, then you use their thinkings and worldly thinkings to deal with it.
绝对，这个不要找上帝了。And
they want to find God for the solution.
这是忙。
And they keep themselves busy.
今天我们要注意了。
So today we have to take notes.
千万不要以为来教会受洗的话，你能够得救。
You know, don't think that you come to church and be baptized and you can be saved.
在过去我们彻底的受欺骗了。
In the past, we were deceived.
彻底的骗我们了。
You have lied to us.
你慢慢看圣经的话，圣经根本没有这样讲。
You read the Bible never say that.
我们跟上帝的关系是朋友的关系。
Now we have a relationship of a friend with God. Second definition of a friend is a covenantal relationship. Now, if you don't listen to the word of God, God will tear you apart. So understand what's the meaning of tearing
apart.
Perhaps a pastor would understand.
砍这个木头，这就是撇开的意思，对不对？
So when we use a wooden axe to chop off a tree, that's how God will kill you.
斧头来打的话，这个那么大的，我小的时候几乎天冬天的话几乎天天做的了。我的技术很厉害，小小的也是可以切一半。
So we use the axe to cut the log into half.
这个大小也是可以准准切一半。 很恐怖，这就是撇开的意思。
That's the meaning of like tear apart.
不是撇开，劈开的意思。
Tear apart or to break apart.
我要弄清楚，不是来教会受洗的话，可以得救。圣经根本没有这样。
So don't think that you come to church, be baptized, and you can be saved.
以色列人不听神的话了。
But the Israelites, they don't listen to the word of God.
结果呢，发生怎么样的刀剑了？
And therefore, there are swords.
这里的刀剑是征战的意思。
Sword means battle here.
另一句话来说的话，纷争了。
It means a quarrel.
为什么我们的孩子们也反抗？
Why did our children rebel?
为什么这个在我们的生活里面？ 很多的人,
Why is it so that so many people rebel against you in life?
或者是常常发生吵架,
Very often there are disputes and arguments.
为什么常常发生纷争呢?
Why are there so many disputes that happen around your life? Because you don't listen to the word of God.
还有呢,在这边发生饥荒,
and there's famine as well.
圣经讲的饥荒是经济上, 经济上的贫穷的意思了。
And famine here actually refers to the economic poverty.
为什么在我们的生活里面发生贫穷呢?
Why is there poverty in our life?
你不听神的话了。
Because you don't listen to the word of God.
那圣经说你不要偷别人的东西。
But the Bible says don't rob from the others.
你不要随便偷我们这个洗手间里面的这个叫什么洗手纸。
Don't anyhow steal the toilet paper in the toilet.
不要随便偷。
Don't anyhow steal from people.
很多的这个化妆纸，然后带你的这个皮包里面，然后回家，不要这样的咯。
So, don't roll up a lot of toilet paper and put inside your own bag and go home.
或者是你去这个咖啡店的时候，也不要用那么多的这个人家的这个洗手纸。Don't
go to other coffee shop and then take people's toilet paper, so many of it.
圣经告诉我们说。 不要偷别人的东西。
The Bible says don't rob from the others.
其实那个是偷别人的东西。
That's actually equal to robbing others.
明白吗？
Do you understand this?
帮助他们才对呀。
We should help them.
帮助他们。Help
them.
不是偷别人的。
Don't rob from the others.
你慢慢看，有这个习惯的人呢， 100%贫穷。
Now these people with these habits, 100% they are in poverty.
真的，神的话是真理。
Now the word of God is truth.
听神的话了。
Listen to the word of God.
大方一点。
Be generous.
施恩给别人。
Show mercy to others.
不要那么自私。
Don't be so selfish.
自私的话，你会赚钱。
If you're selfish, can you earn money?
我们研究圣经的时候不是这样的了。
We study the Bible, it's not the case.
所以上次我没有说了吗？有一个这个日本人写了一本书。
There was a Japanese that write a book.
成功人士和失败的人的共同点在哪里？ 在这个差别在哪里？
What is the difference between the successful and unsuccessful person?
上次我已经说了 parking 的时候怎么样呢？ 他们转 park 在中间。
And so when they're parking the car, they park in the center of that lot.
意思说考虑别人了。
They consider for the other people.
但是穷人呢，随便碰到。 他在这个白线了。
And for poor people, they park at even on the white lines.
这样的话，这个别的车怎么进来？
And how would the other cars come into the lot?
不要随便。
So don't be casual with this.
特别我们这个驾 taxi 的人要小心。
For people that drive taxi, be careful.
我住在新加坡已经25年。
I've been in Singapore for 25 years.
25年，我发现到差不多99.99%的一个驾 taxi 的习惯。
And what's the practice of this taxi driver for 99.999%?
不想到在这边有10个人的话，几乎9.9999个人。 几乎怎么样呢？踏白线来驾车。
And so for 10 of them, 9.9999 of them, they will actually drive on the white lane.
上次我问了我们。 在站会里面驾taxi的，我问了3个人，他们还没回答。
I asked 3 of them who are taxi driver in our church, and they haven't answered me one. It's not often.
几乎100%。
It's 100%.
踏这个白线来驾车。
They will all drive on white lines.
那么别人怎么过去呢？
How will people cross the lines then?
考虑别人。
Consider for the other people.
圣经怎么说呢？考虑别人。
Bible say be considerate. Otherwise, you will be in poverty. If not, there will be famine.
所以呢, 那个日本的右前, 啊, 抓택시的时候, 啊, 一定, 然后进去的那个地方, 啊, 啊, 站在那边, 然后抓택시。
And so the Japanese writer, he says that he will hail a cab at a place where there is a little bit concave.
因为考虑后面的车嘛,
because it's concerning the car behind.
你随便在路上停的话,后面的车, 没有批准让你做队长,
so if like, let's say if you anyhow stop the car, the people behind will not consider.
哪一个人把这个, 权威委任给你呢?
Which authority give you the authority to drive that way?
你突然间做队长的结果呢, 后面都一排队了,那么多的车排队,
so if you suddenly make yourself the captain of the line, then everyone will have to queue up behind you.
所以如果你的男朋友在路边随便这样做的话, 啊, 立刻跟他分手。
And so if your boyfriend anyhow drive the car and stop at the side of the road like that,
不是我讲的那个日本人那个作者这样告诉写的,
you can break up with the boyfriend because that's what the Japanese
wrote,一定会贫穷。
Because that boyfriend will become very poor.
圣经讲的没有错的了。
That's what the Bible says, it's very true.
听不听神的话的话怎么样呢? 发生纷争、吵架、分裂等等。
If you don't listen to the word of God, there's going to be disputes and arguments.
啊, 然后发生饥荒就是什么经济上贫穷。
And famine represents a poverty.
还有发生怎么样的, 瘟疫的。
And as well as pestilence.
啊, 圣经讲的瘟疫是精神上、属灵上的痛苦的意思。
And pestilence means you know, in mental problems.
你的心没有平安了。
There is no peace in your heart.
啊, 你的心很痛苦了。
There is suffering in your heart.
啊, 你的心没有喜乐了,
there's no joy in your heart.
最后你得到忧郁症了,
in the end, you have depression.
所以一只蚊子飞过来呀，认为是战斗机，这个什么飞过来，那么吓一跳了。
Even when a mosquito fly past, you thought that it was actually a jet.
知道吗?
这个的意思? So understand this. That's the meaning.
这里讲的瘟疫是属灵上的、精神上的痛苦的意思。
So pestilence here means suffering in terms of mental and as well as spiritual problems.
当然也是真正的瘟疫，也有这个的意思。
And also have the meaning of a real pestilence as well.
以色列人不听神的话的结果呢? 他们灭亡了。
The Israelites, because they don't listen to the word of God, that's why they perish.
这就是立约的关系了。
That is the meaning of a covenantal relationship.
我们不听神的话的话，我们的上帝呢劈开我们。
When we don't listen to the word of God, God will cut us into half.
弃我们。
Will cut us up.
所以呢，圣经告诉我们说，不要跟神的话argue了，这个纷争了。
And the word of God says that do not argue with the word of God.
圣经说什么话，接受什么话了。
So whatever that word of God say, accept it.
做不到的话，求神神啊，你给我勇气，给我信心。
Now if you cannot do it, ask God to give you courage and faith to do it.
你看赫歇亚书第四章，
Hosea chapter 4，
啊，第一节到第四节，
verse 1-4。
啊，真的，我们是用属地的用。 属世上的来生活的话，啊，一大堆的咒诅一定会进来我们的生活里面嘛。
Is it true that we live according to the man's way and earthly way? A lot of these curses will enter into our life.
好，请以色列人呐，你们当听耶和华的话，耶和华与这地的居民，啊，争辩，因这地的地上，无诚实，无良善，无人认识神。 你看，属地的、属世上的看，不管听起来看起来那么好的想法看法，但是呢，在这是这个属地的这个属世上的想法看法呢，没有好的了。
But this worldly and earthly thinkings, you may think that it's very good and good, but the thing is that this kind of thinkings are actually not good at all.
你看第二节,
now verse 2 here says,
如果用属地的、属世上的来生活的话，这是发生什么事情？
If you use the earthly and worldly ways, what will happen to you?
但其假设不见前年杀害偷盗，奸淫行。 强暴、杀人、流血接连不断，这是发生这样的事情。
So what would happen is just verse 2, by swearing and lying, killing and stealing and committing adultery, all this would happen.
结果呢，因着这样的缘故，整个都失败了。
Because of this, all will fail.
海中的鱼也被消灭了。
And so the fishes in the sea will all be perish, vanish.
意思说你无论做什么，都失败的意思。
So every single thing that you do will fail.
所以呢，第四节怎么说呢？
In verse 4 he says,
请，然而人都不必争辩，也不必指责，因为这名为抗拒祭司的人一样。
Now let no man contend or rebuke another, for your people are like those who contend with the priests.
아, 한 简单来说, 不要跟牧师 argue, 纷争了.
Don't dispute, don't argue with pastor.
아, 意思说不要跟 神的话, 纷争了.
That means don't argue with the word of God.
성经说, 好啊,敬拜,那么敬拜啊。
If the word of God say properly worship, then worship properly.
你不要找什么借口了。
Don't find excuses for yourself.
法律是这样,什么样? 不是的,听神的话了。
The law is like this, you know, no, but listen to the word of God.
因着那个事情你, 死了。
And because of that you die?
没关系啊。
It's all right.
你因着神的话来,你被杀死的话怎么样呢? 你的奖赏的不得了。
If you die for the word of God, your reward will be great.
上帝不会忘记。
And God will not forget that.
天上的奖赏和地上的荣耀不能比较。
The heavenly rewards compared to the earthly glory, they cannot be compared.
死都被杀死。
It's worth it to be killed.
所以求神给我勇气。
And so ask God for that courage.
因为上帝没有给我勇气的话, 很难做, 对不对?
But if God never gave me courage, it's hard to do it.
但是圣经说值得。
But the word of God says it's worth it.
现在你坐牢了。
Now right now you are in prison.
但是 那个跟以后的奖赏呢,不能比较的了。
But that reward cannot be compared to the one that is above.
所以千万不要找这个,不要跟神的话,这个,纷争了。
So do not dispute with the word of God.
不要了。
Do not do that.
如果你违背神的话,的话怎么样呢? 一大堆的咒诅不断地进来。
Now if you violate the word of God, the curses will keep coming into your life.
纷争进来,饥荒进来,痛苦进来。
Dispute, famine, and suffering will come into your life.
这就是, 立约的关系的意思。
That is the meaning of covenantal relationship.
那么第三,
Number three.
圣经讲的朋友是, 上帝把他的生命完全给你了。
And the first is that God has given you all of his life to you.
所以呢, 你已经拥有了上帝那样的生命。
That means you have the life of God.
圣经讲的朋友第二个, 定义是, 这个立约的关系了。
The second definition of friend is a covenantal relationship.
所以呢,不听神的话的话, 一大堆的咒诅, 会进来。
Now, if you don't listen to the word of God, all these curses will come into your life.
所以现在我们的上帝透过各样各色的问题来不断地训练我们。
And so God used different kind of suffering and affliction to train us.
所以无论碰到什么事情, 因着那个问题来不需要呱呱叫了。
No matter actually what happened, you don't have to grumble or to make noise of that situation.
上帝透过那个问题来暴露你里面的真面目。
And God through that situation to expose the real self in you.
这是透过神的话来好好处理。
Now just have to use the word of God and to deal with it properly.
这样的话夸下来的你的经济夸下来的很多的东西会恢复。
So the economy or as well as many things that has collapsed will also be restored as time goes.
意思说会这个复兴起来。
That means revival will take place.
第三, 圣经讲的真正的朋友是, 什么样的呢?
Number three, the third definition of a friend is
这里说牺牲的关系的。
It's of a sacrificial relationship.
看这个撒母耳记上第18章。
First Samuel chapter 18.
第四节。
Verse 4.
撒母耳记上第18章第4节，请约拿单从身上脱下外袍，给了大卫，又将杖衣刀弓腰带都给了他。
In verse 4, and Jonathan took off the robe that was on him and gave it to David, and with his armor, even to his sword and his bow and his belt.
王的衣服象征王权权威身份。
The king's robe represents authority of a king and as well as the identity of a king.
这里的脱下的意思是, 完全把自己倒空出来的意思了。
And here took off means to say that he poured out himself totally.
这里的脱下的, 另一个意思是, 完全牺牲自己的一切的意思了。
And here took off means to say that he totally sacrificed himself.
还有这里讲的脱下的意思是, 这个什么,以至于, 死爱你。
He took off the robe to say that to the point of death that he loved you at that extent.
再来说的话,爱你以至于死。
In other words, to say that he loved you to the extent of dying.
这就是在这边讲的脱下了。
Here's the meaning of took off.
意思是什么呢?
And what does it mean then?
你遵守神的话的话,你是什么呢?
If you obey the word of God,
你是
You are the friend of God.
意思说上帝把他的一切通通给你了。
That God will give you everything that is from
Him. 所以你已经拥有了上帝的一切。
That you have everything that comes from God.
你遵守神的
神的话语的话，我们的上帝和你的关系是你越的关系。
But if you honor the word of God, it is of a covenantal relationship.
所以呢，你听神的话的话，我们的上帝呢，大大的祝福你。And
when you listen to His word, He will bless you greatly.
那么第三是我们的，我跟这个我们跟上帝的关系是牺牲的关系。And
our relationship with God is a sacrificial relationship.
意思说我们的上帝呢，这个什么，你遵守上帝的话语的话，我们的上帝呢，爱你以至于死。That
if you abide in His commandment, He will love you to the extent of His death.
结果呢，你能够拥有上帝的一切的权柄。
And that's how you receive all the power of God.
耶稣怎么爱我们呢？
How did Jesus love us?
拿自己的生命来爱我们。
He gave His own life to love us.
耶稣怎么爱我们呢？
How did Jesus love us?
把一切的都放下来了。
He put down all of His own.
所以你也相信这一点。
That if you believe in this,
耶稣这样爱我。
That Jesus loved me this way.
他拿自己的生命来爱我了。
He gave His own life to love us.
你相信这一点的话怎么样呢？怕什么？
That if you believe in that, what are you afraid of?
我们的上帝怎么保护你呢？
How is God protecting us?
他不怕死来保护你啊。
He's not afraid of death to protect you.
万一保护我们素贞姐妹的时候，我被杀死的话怎么办？上帝没有这样的罪罚。
What if I'm killed when I'm protecting Sister Susan? God never thought of that.
那么多的人向我们的素贞姐妹来开枪的时候怎么样呢？我们的主耶稣呢，可以保你啊。
So many people is shooting at our Sister Susan, but God will come and embrace you.
然后自己接受那么多的子弹。
That He will be the one that take up all the bullets for you.
这样爱你。
He love you to the extent.
他不顾自己的性命。
He don't care about His own life.
你相信这样上帝的爱。
So if you believe in the love of God that way.
在苦难里面，上帝这样爱我。
And in suffering, He's loving me that way.
你有这个信心的话，怎么样呢？不会怕。
Now, if you have that kind of faith, you will not be afraid of any situation.
你有这样的信心的话，怎么样呢？任何事情不能害你。
If you have this kind of faith, nothing would harm you.
这就是罗马书第八章第36节到第39节的内容。
This is in a contained Romans chapter 8, verse 36 to 39.
上帝爱你。
That God loves you.
以至于死了。
He loves you to the point of death.
结果呢，哪一个事情能够害你？
And therefore, which can harm you?
人生从某一个角度来看的话，人生是那么简单。
Life in certain perspective is so simple.
他全能上帝为了我死了。
This Almighty God died for us.
你有这个信心的话，怎么样呢？
Now, if you have this kind of faith,
真的什么都不怕。
You will not be afraid of anything.
什么都不怕的时候，怎么样呢？任何事情不能害你。
Now, if you're not afraid of anything, nothing can harm you.
恶天使可以害你。
And the wicked angel harm you.
明天的事可以害你。
And tomorrow harm you.
瘟疫可以害你。
Can pestilence harm you?
毒蛇可以害你。
Can this poisonous snake harm you?
没有。
Nothing can harm you.
饥荒可以害你。
Can famine harm you?
战争可以害你。
Can war harm you?
罗马书第八章第36节到第39节说， 任何东西、任何人、任何事情无法害我们。
Chapter 8, verse 36 to 39 says, none of this kind of thing can harm us.
这就是我们上帝创造的原理。
That is the principle of God's creation.
这就是我们的上帝做工的方式。
That is the way how God works.
所以不要怕了。
And so don't be afraid.
你怕的话发生什么事情？
Now if you're afraid, what will happen to you?
一大堆的咒诅会进来。
All this kind of curse will start coming in.
在哪里？
Where is it written?
约翰一书第四章。 16节到第18节了。
This is John chapter 4, verse 16 to 18.
不要怕了。
Don't be afraid.
全能的上帝为了你死了。
This Almighty God died for you.
明白吗？今天把你作为我的朋友的意思。
Today, do you understand the meaning of He made us as friends?
再来讲。
Sorry, say again.
上帝的一切都给你。
God has given us all of Himself.
你已经拥有了上帝的一切。
And that you have everything that comes from God.
你已经变成上帝那样的人。
You have become just like God.
无论碰到什么事情，你一定要相信这一点。
No matter what happened, you have to believe in this point.
我们是上帝的朋友了。
We are the friend of God.
结果呢，我们的关系是 立约的关系。
Therefore, we are in a covenantal relationship.
一定听神的话，你才能得胜了。
Listen to the word of God, that's how we become victorious.
上帝为了我死了。
God died for me.
你相信这点的话，什么都不怕了。
So believe in that, we don't have to be afraid.
你什么都不怕的时候，怎么样呢？任何事情不能吃掉。
We are not afraid, nothing can come and devour us.
所以呢，你告诉你旁边的，无论怎么样，不要找借口。
Tell us beside you, no matter what, don't find excuses and reasons.
我敬拜我们的上帝了。
Properly worship our God.
不要为了吃什么喝什么穿什么而担心忧虑了.
Do not have worries, fears, and anxiety over eating, drinking, and worrying.
圣经说这就是拜偶像的罪.
The Bible says that this is idolatry.
你为了吃什么喝什么穿什么而惧怕担心忧虑的话，变成你犯了拜偶像的罪，结果呢，弄肮脏圣殿.
He says that if you have worry, fears, and anxiety, it's actually idolatry, and actually that is defiling the temple.
人呢? 跟上帝在一起的时候才能得胜。
Man, when we're with God, that's how we become victorious.
所以呢，再来明白。
So we have to understand.
为什么给我们苦难
？Why did God give us afflictions?
为的是让我们学习。
So that we can learn.
神话语的重要性。
The importance of the Word of God.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们的主耶稣，真的感谢赞美你。
Jesus, we want to give thanks to you.
啊，今天也透过这个撒母耳记上帝。十八章第一节到第四节来明白了、圣经讲的、朋友的定义。
Today through First Samuel chapter 18 was wonderful. We understand the definitions of a friend.
是的，约翰福音第十五章十四节、十五节说，我们的上帝把我们、看成、他的朋友。
In John chapter 15, verse 16 and 17, that says that God sees us as His friend.
让我们的角色再来感谢赞美你。
Our Lord Jesus, we want to give thanks to you again.
因为你透过撒母耳记上第十八章第一节到第四节的内容来告诉我们，朋友的关系是怎么样的关系。
Because you told us in First Samuel chapter 18, what is a relationship? What is the definitions of a friend?
是的，再来打开我们属灵上的眼睛。
God, may you open up our spiritual eyes.
啊，让我们来。继续的明白上帝创造的原理。
That we may continue to understand the principle of God's creation.
让我们继续的明白、上帝做工的方式。
To understand the way how God you will work.
是的，我们不明白这些的，也不信这些的缘故，我们会灭亡。
Because we don't know, because we don't believe, that's why we may perish.
所以求你再来打开我们属灵上的眼睛。
God, may you open up our spiritual eyes.
求你再来、恩膏我们。
May you anoint us.
是的，我们。开声来祷告。
Let us pray.